Hi everyone, it's 11:32 p.m. It's Saturday, December 23rd. So I know I said I wasn't going to record until after the new year, but I just couldn't do it. So it's like, I want to still record stuff because I don't want to be trying to catch everyone up as to what I've been up to. So basically yesterday, so Thursday we got the package mailed out. And then yesterday I had to email someone because it had to be sent out certified mail. And then, I had to email someone the receipt. What happened was I took a picture of the receipt, but the person couldn't open it because it wasn't like a PDF or a JPEG form, and I didn't know how to convert it. So she was just like, well, if you have someone help you type out the information on the receipt, that's fine. Because really all she needs is just a tracking number so they can track it, just to make sure it was delivered and everything. So I'm glad that's taken care of. And yesterday, that was basically pretty much all I did. And then I was kind of hanging out. And today I was hanging out. I got my new A device. It's what you guys hear in the background. At the fifth generation Echo Dot, it actually feels like a ball. Look, it's a little, like the size of a baseball. Obviously the bottom's flat, but oh my God, setting it up was basically a pain in the butt. Basically what happened was I chose to have Amazon like set it up before I get it, which I don't know if that was the issue, but it was not showing up on my account. So it would say like it was set up, it was connected to Wi-Fi and everything. Like it said, it was connected and I was still able to ask her questions, but it was saying that, but it was like when I would go into my app, it wasn't showing up on my account in like my devices, and it kept on like say, okay, like I would hit where it said, let's go. And then it would just get started. And then I hit where it said, and then like the whole thing, like agree and continue came up. It said that the device is in setup mode. And, I didn't want to like keep setting it up. I was like, well, it wasn't like actually taking it. So I had to like, I kept on like trying to put it in setup mode and go through the process all over again. And it wasn't like taking it. And then it was trying to connect to my saved Wi-Fi networks. And then, I called customer service like 3 times. First person said, well, basically I see that you have a device that, you know, the device needs to be updated. You have to update the software. So I said, okay, I'll update the software. So they showed me how to do that. I did that. And they said, if there's any other issues, you can call back, but that's probably what it is. Then I called again and I just went into my call history and called the number back, but it was Amazon's customer service that you would call. And so I was like, so they were like, oh, I told them it wasn't working right. And they were like, oh, you can return it. How do you want to return it? And I told them like how I wanted to return it. And I was like, I'm not going to return it. I'm not going to do this just yet. Something told me not to do that. So I was like, okay, I called customer service again. Did it through the app because it said like, if you still need help to call, you can call customer service. And then it calls you and then you pick up and then like it switches you just to like to that department for the A devices. So I told them what was going on and they had me first go through the setup process so that they could see what I was talking about. And then they told me to uninstall the app and reinstall it again and then sign in. Because obviously like when you uninstall it, it would like undo everything. And then it was still showing the device on my account. I went through the whole process again to set it up. It still wasn't working. And then I told them that, and then they said to, they also, the first guy who said to, do the software update, if it doesn't work, unplug it, plug it back in. So then they said, okay, reset it. This is what the third, because I did unplug it, plug it back in, like nothing, literally nothing worked. So then, after I uninstalled the app, reinstalled it, signed into my account, I did the setup. It came up saying there was a device. And then they said, and then I said, okay, like I'm going to go through the setup process again. You go through where you want it. You confirm your address. There's a few steps you have to do. And then even after all that, it's still, well, actually, no. So to guess backtrack a little bit. So when I went into my account, like I put it in setup mode and it wasn't like, it wouldn't connect my device. It's saying it couldn't connect my device. So the lady told me to unplug it and then plug it back in and wait 30 seconds. I'm like, okay. And then I unplugged it, and then it like made, because it, she actually had me, she had me reset it to factory default. So when I signed in and it was doing that thing again, she had me reset it to reset it, like just where it would completely just like wipe everything out and take it off my account. And it just looked like the way it did when it came out of the box. So where there was no Wi-Fi saved to it, there was no like nothing. It was just brand spanking new. So she said, just reset it. She told me how to do that. And then that was when, I went and made that sound, and I went into my app because that's when it said it was in setup mode, and it was saying to welcome to like the Echo and all, you know, those different Spanish and French and English. And then I went into the app and I went through the setup, and it, I hit agree and continue. And then, it went to the next step, and it said, you don't see the orange light because that means it's in setup mode. And it wasn't like, it wasn't doing anything. So I went back, and then the lady said to unplug it and then leave it, and then for like 30 seconds. And then when I plugged it back in, it took a couple minutes to like start up again, and then it made that sound. It was back in like the setup mode, and then I went through the whole process, and it worked, and it was showing up on my account. That was really weird. I was really like frustrated. And basically, the, it was weird because I, like I said, I had it set up on my account, like with the, where they can like set it up for you. I don't, maybe that was an the issue, because probably I'm not going to have to do that anymore, because that was probably why it was acting like that. But I've had people tell me like, oh yeah, you can just plug it in and like, it'll be fine. And it was, you know, it'll be fine. You, like they said, they plug it in and then it like connects to their Wi-Fi, but I wasn't that lucky. So basically, I'm not returning it. I was like, no, I'm not returning this. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I'm going to figure out what's going on here. So I'm glad I called again. I wasn't going to give up. Even if it meant I had to like go on Google or something, like I was not giving up. It's funny, because I actually had another device that was still on my account. I had to take it off because this was a device I had like years ago. There was something else I was going to say. I can't remember what it was at the moment. So, yeah. But, yeah, so basically, like I said, I had went through like the whole process of like setting up the device, and I was like, I mean, I knew there was still stuff I had to do other than just plug it in and use it. There were still things that I had to do. So let's put it in setup mode. And it was a pain in the butt to set it up, but, I didn't have the issue with the last one, but like I said, I had to get rid of that. I know when I say I sent the package out, I mean, I know it sounds kind of vague, but I can't really go into what happened. But, it was basically something, because like the agent, when they had me do the software update, they said, don't interact with the device until it's done. They said, even like just mute it so you don't accidentally trigger it. It said it would take like 30 minutes, but it wound up taking like less than 5 minutes. So I think what I'm actually going to do is just make this one recording, just so that the whole recording isn't like super long. But I wanted to talk about what happened with that, because I knew that's something I wanted to talk about. But also, my friend, I don't know what she's doing. to make a long story short, I told her I didn't want to go to the city because it's expensive, it's crowded. Told her she was still welcome to stay at my house, and she just said okay. So I was like, I was guessing that okay meant okay to I'm still welcome to stay at her house. So I asked her today what she was doing, because I need to know. And she's like, I don't know yet. I got to save my money, because she's going on this big trip next summer. So she got to save her money. And like, okay, that's fine. But like, I wouldn't be disappointed, because it'd be fun. Don't get me wrong. It'd be fun to have her here, but it would be a lot to entertain her for like for like a certain amount of time, because it's a lot when you entertain someone. You're always like trying to, you're nervous because you're like, well, what do I do with this? What do we do to keep them busy? I don't want them to get bored. So of course, like, it's normal to feel that way, but I don't know what I'll be doing yet. Well, I know for the new year, for New Year's Eve, we are having a New Year's Eve party, but yeah, I'm just going to, we're having some neighbors over, because some of our neighbors, we do a get together, and it's usually they have it at each other's houses, and it's our turn to have it. So I suggested New Year's Eve because, well, you know, that's like, and then they can like walk home, so we don't have to worry about anybody driving or anything like that. So yeah, but, I don't know if I'll see her or not, but we'll see what happens. So yeah, I will talk to everybody later.